Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight Freedom Advocates for the Disabled around the world. And before we get into our regular subject matter tonight, I want to thank all the people out there, this being Guide Dog Month, who have donated the money for my dog's medical in the past and currently now. The agencies have interfered with that medical. It used to be a lot different, so the situation has gotten worse instead of better. I mean, when an agency doesn't recognize a blind person who wants to learn to train a guide dog or who can train a guide dog, that's a horrible situation. Because we, the blind, live it. We know it best. And the first person that ever trained a guide dog was blind in this country. So I want to thank all the people. They won't give my dog her medical. This is the third one now they've cut off. But I want to thank the people for donating it. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And oh, by the way, and in that same connection, don't forget to sign our petition. We're trying to license the guide dog schools. So go to change.org, put in Inner Sight, and look at the petition. And please sign it. Tonight, people's lives are constantly ruined and uprooted because of these nursing homes that people have to go into. For the most part, they're horrible places. We saw just recently how people were treated as victims, with the politicians bringing in virus infected people and then allowing people to go out and go to work, come back and carry in the virus. And some people were infected that way. And this in conjunction with that there were programs that are supposed to help people get out of a nursing home. Of course, they shouldn't have never have been put in there, but to get out. And those programs were not activated. There's no emergency that I know of. There's no emergency mechanism to activate a program like that. So they wouldn't get the people out. They totally ignored our warnings. And we sent it out on the Twitter and the Facebook and all that. But Inner Sight believes that we have the solution where you don't need, where you can eventually, it's not going to happen overnight, eventually get rid of these nursing homes. And it's a solution that saves money and taxes. And it's a solution that every agency should put into practice. We can't just do it all on our own. You know, we'd be very limited, but everyone coming in together, we'd have a much better chance of ridding our nation of these horrible nursing homes. Now, here's the idea. Here's how it works. Establish a fund, millions of dollars. It has to be a lot of money. And get people who are already trained as aides, who are working as aides, the reliable ones, you know, good people, not these half-ass people who are abusive and all that. You got to filter them out, get rid of them. Good reliable aides to volunteer their time on their day off or days off to help a person who is at home, who's disabled. All right. In other words, they would be doing the same job that they're doing working for these agencies. All right. But instead of a paycheck, they would get rewarded. And by that I mean rewarded in that, you know, what's your, let's take it from the top. What's your biggest bill? People are going to say their rent, their mortgage, you know. So you have to work out the percentage. In other words, if the agency, let's take Innosight, we'll take us as the example. If Innosight pays a person's mortgage, you know, once a month, they would have to give, we'd have to figure it out, a certain amount of hours on their days off to contribute to help a disabled person who normally would be driven into a nursing home. And you have to make a list. See, that's why, this is why I said all the agencies should participate in this, because you're going to need a lot of people. And it's a good way for these agencies, it's a new way too, to raise funds. Now the government should put up half the money for this. I mean, they're spending billions of dollars on these nursing homes. They're taking everybody's money who goes in there, you know, your Social Security and all that, whatever they can get from you. If you have a house, forget it. They'll try to take that. And not too many people have the means to stop them. You know, you get a lawyer right away. Most of the time, you got to pay for that. So there's the idea. You know, and of course, you have these people insured and all that, and well, they're already insured, but you'd have to work out all the details with the people, with the agency. And I'm sure you'd have to consult an attorney, too, because, you know, a liability and all that. But that's the basic idea. You know all the money this country would save if we started implementing this thing? All the agencies establish a fund and start doing it. I believe it would work. And I think people would be a lot better off in their own home, you know. Every agency should have a fund whereby they would help pay for accessibility. And again, everything should be half from the government. The government should be right there and in a backup situation if need be, but at least put up half the money to keep a person out of a nursing home. Now you have a transitional program operated by the independent living center. It's horrible. I've worked with it a couple of times. Terrible. People get rejected. You have to be a certain criteria. You have to do this, that. And they're going to analyze you. And see, the key is to keep a person out of the nursing home, not to let them go in. Because once that happens, you fall into a whole nother, let's correct the grammar. You fall into a hole. That's it. So the idea is to keep the person away from that system. Keep them out. Let them live their lives in their own home. Well, I got the idea from my grandpa. He lived to be over 100. He never went to a nursing home that I know of. You know, he lived in his own place. He lived out his life. All right, in a sight around the world, no phones tonight. Apologize. We'll try to get them back on. Around the world, with the Big East Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we wish them well with their relative who is dealing with hospice and all that. And, I don't know the details, but certainly wish Joanne and Matt, her husband, very, very well. One of their parents, I understand. All right, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita, the great Japanese mountain dog. And they're very strong and loyal. Great service dog. Get the right one. 609-388-7004. Big East, the key to rescue. .org, I believe it is. All right. My buddy Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, one of our benefactors. And Mr. Kennedy with his real estate company, Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. All right. 888-1186. And Kennedy's a great, great guy. He's a caring person. And he's very knowledgeable about his profession. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, child for them, take care of them, love them. Go an extra mile for a child. And we remember little Tommy, Avante, Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. You know, a disabled child needs more attention and understanding than one who isn't, usually. You know, that's usually the case. You got to try to explain things to them in a different way. I always found, make a game out of it. Get funny. And they'll always remember it that way. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com. So we remember some of the people who have helped us in the past. And, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animals? Give Gary a call. Nobody's Starved on Long Island. That's the name of his program. Nobody's Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. All right. That's Gary's number. And if you need veterinarian care for your animal, talk to him about it. See what's going on. He used to have a vet over here, and now he changed. So, you know, you have to ask him about that. If you're disabled and you explain it to him, I'm pretty sure he'll do everything he can to deliver the food for you. All right. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. We remember our friends at the Long Island Connection. Terry, Bobby, Rocco, trying to make a difference. Long Island Connection. All right. So check it out on the Facebook. Inner Sight. And tonight's show, we don't need the nursing homes. There is a better way, a much better way. Of course, you got to get the cooperation of these agencies. You got to change the way things are done. It's not going to come about the way the system is now. So, you know, nobody in their right mind wants to go to a nursing home. I mean, you know, permanently. If you need rehabilitation, that's a different story. But I'm talking about a nursing home to live. The rehab places are all right, as long as they don't try to push you into a permanent situation. But the traditional nursing home is really a horror story. I've been to many of them. I've talked to people, the residents. Everybody says the same thing. I want to get out of here. 99% will tell you that. Now, we heard the two people who want to be in the White House. What a disgrace that thing was. You know, when there are millions of people all over this country who need help, and there are programs that are not working the way they should. I mean, we have so many examples of that. This nursing home, is one of the biggest. And the government has wasted billions and billions of dollars. And people are burdened with the taxes to keep these nursing homes going. And every once in a while, you'll hear it'll be revealed about a story about abuse to someone in a nursing home. Doesn't, you know, that's only the ones that get out. How about the ones that are covered up? They never get out. I would say every day in this country, there's someone being abused in a nursing home that isn't reported. Not to say that they don't have some good people working in these nursing homes. Some of them are good, you know, but they can't do much to help the person. Excuse me. They can only do a little they can and go on to the next residence. So the nursing home is not the answer. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out that a person would be a lot happier and healthier in their own home. I mean, that's common sense. And yet, the medical profession hasn't done anything to get rid of the nursing homes and bring in a better system. That's another thing that bothers me. Why do these doctors allow people to go into a nursing home when they could stay in their own home? See, these doctors should encourage the agencies and talk about it more. That agencies should establish a fund, as we said at the outset, to keep people out of a nursing home. Because once you go in there, your whole life is turned around, upside down. It's crazy. Yours truly will never go to a nursing home. If I have my faculties and I'm under my own power, I will never go to a nursing home. I'd rather go up in the mountains someplace. And live with the bears. Hey, 7:30 tonight, our show is on, rerun. Channel 20, Long Island. New time. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. On the Inner Sight Television. All right. So we urge people, we urge the directors of these agencies, all the agencies, any agency can do this. They have constituents, they have people that they serve, they can do it. And the best way to do it is to put the money into a account, a separate account. Because if you put it in the person's name who's disabled, you know what's going to happen. Come along and say, oh, you're getting, you got X amount of dollars, which means that we have to reduce your check. See, that's another thing that has to be dealt with. A person's disability check should not be touched under any circumstances if that person is disabled. Because we've earned that by the very fact that they've left us out when they made things. They certainly didn't have us in mind when they built these things. I was walking down the street today and on my street where I live. And I was thinking to myself, and this has happened to me 1,000 times. Suppose someone told me my house is number 27. You know, how would I find it? You know, every house, every dwelling should have a signpost in front of it with raised numbers and braille and even sound. You know, you push a button. So people can find what they're looking for. All people. So you see, the government owes us just on that one thing alone. They owe us. Whatever we get from them, it's owed to us for putting us through this, for disrupting our lives. And causing us to fight and advocate and everything else. Advocate and everything else. Inner Sight. By the way, if you want to make a comment about the nursing homes, call our Inner Sight line and record it, and we'll bring it up tomorrow or Monday. 631-224-3090. The Inner Sight number. And if you've never been to a nursing home, when this virus calms down, go and visit. You could go in there as a volunteer. Tell them you want to be a volunteer. Go in there. See what it's like. I mean, people neglected, people unwashed, lay in bed all day, Many of them don't go out. You know, many of them are depressed and taking medicine with horrendous side effects. Where in their own home, you could have a choice. You don't have to take that poison stuff. There's other ways. One good way is apple cider vinegar cleanser to the body. So another reason why the nursing home is degrading, the way people are treated. No money. No freedom. Having to accept medical treatment that a lot of people don't want. You know, I want to go to another doctor. I want another opinion. I want freedom of choice. Horrible. And now, with this stupid virus, it's even worse because now people are being given a difficult time who want to visit their loved ones. You wouldn't have that if someone was in their own home. So our idea is a simple one. Every agency establish a fund, get a list of people who are already AIDS, and get them to volunteer and provide rewards for them in the form of, you know, pay their electric bill, phone bill, whatever it is. And let them service the people. And you may have to get them to sign something in writing, you know, to hold them responsible. See, that's where the lawyer would come in. You'd have to consult a lawyer to see how that would be worked out. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, and we apologize. We don't have the phones tonight. We didn't have them last night either. We're working on that, and we will keep you informed and do our best to get the calls coming in. We're not a big calling show. We're mostly a listening show. People listen mostly. But I know some people like to call in. Inner Sight, trying to make a difference. And don't forget, this is National Guide Dog Month, October. We want the schools licensed. We want people to have rights in dealing with the service dog schools. So sign our petition, change.org. We have about 76,000 names plus. And we need a lot more. So there you have the simple idea. Anyone out there who would like to launch this program for Inner Sight, we'd be grateful and we'd be very happy to meet with you. I mean, we'd have to start with a substantial amount of money because you want to make sure that, you know, we have two people that we could start with. And whatever other benefits they're going to get, that still comes in, you know, from the social service or whatever it is. So I would love to start this program with the two people. Both of them are moms, and both of them have been trapped in a nursing home. So anybody out there listening, or if you know of anyone who would like to start this up as a pilot program, that's not a bad idea. Send us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachments, please. Or call 631-224-3090, and we can set up a meeting. The whole thing is the money. And this tremendous amounts of money are being wasted by the government with these nursing homes. People have to pay for things they don't even want in these places, or they don't like. They have to pay for horrible food, you know, degrading environment. And of course, some are worse than others. You know, you hear about a lot of the worst, the ones that are really bad, and then the ones that are mediocre, and then you got the other ones that one or two of them that might be on the top, but you wonder how long that's going to last the way the system is. So, yes, world. Alternative care for people where you don't need the nursing homes. That's the way to go. That's got to be the new age of treatment, of help. New age. Now get rid of these places. You know, get a person in their own home where they can go out, get sunshine, live their life, go shopping with their loved ones, and have the freedom, laugh, have fun. I mean, what is life about if you can't have fun? Stuck in a horrible place all day, and they stick you with roommates that you don't like, or that you don't get along with, or they're undesirable, and the poor roommates many times can't help it. We're not saying get rid of the hospitals. We're talking about the nursing homes. It's a big difference. Well, give us inner sight. Everybody needs more. More inner sight and creative and different ideas to give a person a full life. Stand by. We got to do an ID. Stand by. All right, inner sight. Anybody would like to be on the show? Give us a call, send us an email. innersight@pmpmail.com or 631-224-3090 is the phone number. And yeah, we have a lot of good creative ideas that would help people. And not only those who are disabled, all people. Because the tax burden is horrible. the guy down here who is disabled, and he fell behind on the taxes, losing his home. I'm sure that there are a million people just in this county alone like that. So we need to create a better system. You got to get people in these political offices where they hold office to be more flexible and innovative and not be afraid of change and not be afraid to help people and help them in a way where they can contribute. Now, if a person is in a nursing home, they're not going to be able to get a little job and work. That would be very rare in a nursing home. They're in their own home, and they get the equipment and all that. Why couldn't they have a job? See? Now, there's the thing that keeps the brain alive and viable. You're working, you have a job, whatever it is, you know, you want to do. A lot of people work from home now anyway. So there's another incentive to start this volunteer program to get people out. And you see, this program would also help to get people out, not only prevent them from going in. This would be a much easier way to get a person out if you had the funds set up, because that's half the battle. You know, and the agency could also raise money if the government won't pay for it. They can also raise money to help the person have accessibility in their home. Go hand in hand. All right. Inner Sight told you. We got it. I hope we get it. We got the idea, but to get it is a whole nother thing. That's where you need the funding. And I'd like to believe that other agencies would be involved in this and would... See, there are many agencies out there that already have the means to start this up. Well, that would be the way to go. They already have the money. Well, they can simply raise it and start this volunteer idea. You have to come up with a name for the program. Alternative help. Something like that. Alternative volunteer help. Or, you know, maybe we can, we get our phones back, we can get some ideas for what people would like to call this venture. I don't like to call it a program. It's not really a program. It's more of a brotherhood. It's a way of life within a site to try to keep people out of these institutions. So we'll come up with a name, a catchy name. Eternal Help. That sounds too religious, doesn't it? All right, In a Sight Around the World, and we're on every night, 8 to 9. Mondays, we call it Mad or Glad. You can call in. We have our phones up and running again. Call in, talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Just sound off kind of show. Tuesday is open mic, where you can talk about anything you want, any subject you feel like talking about. And Wednesday and Thursday, we usually try to have different subjects. Like tonight, we're talking about how to eliminate the nursing homes. Now, you're going to get a lot of opposition on this, I'm sure. You know, many people have become rich owning these nursing homes. So, it's not going to be easy. You know? But I think that there's a much better way, and maybe some of these owners would consider, you know, if this idea really takes off, I should say that they'll have to consider modifying their business. You know? So you never know. But I suspect that there would be a lot of opposition to it by the government. As usual. You know, they create a mess, pump it up, and then they want to keep it that way. That's how the whole thing works. And you may even wind up in court over this. Who knows? So, you got to be prepared. For the battle. You win the battle, that doesn't mean you win the war. All right, In a Sight, you want to comment? No live calling, but you can call in and leave a comment, 631-224-3090. And we will acknowledge your comment either tomorrow night or Monday. Tomorrow night's the funnies over here. So we're going to have some fun with that. And we got Lauren Hardy. Have a little, the old time honeymooners. And, maybe we'll try to bring back the Trump-Biden debate. Inner Sight style, that is. We'll see what happens with that. I had an idea where you can make a comedy out of it, see? And use the money, sell tickets, and use the money to help the disabled. People who need help. That debate would have made a great comedy show, reality comedy show. I didn't hear it, but I'm just going by what people are saying about it. And I caught little fragments of it from other people. All right, In a Sight, and these nursing homes. I hope I never have to go visit somebody in a nursing home again. I don't like nursing homes. I mean, you're in there and, you know, you just wish you could get everybody out and set them up in their own place. And so many people have been railroaded into these places, a lot of them by their relatives. You know? So that's why there's a great need for this volunteer idea with the money rewarding the people who would volunteer. See, this wouldn't be your regular volunteer situation and you get nothing out of it. No. You'd get a reward. And that might be a good, might make a good news story. You know, how we reward people for keeping individuals out of the nursing home. The media might pick up on that. As a matter of fact, when I ran it by my friend Michelle Charlesworth from Eyewitness News, she thought it was a very interesting idea. So you never know, world. You never know who's listening. Say, hey, you know, I had a relative in a nursing home, and he's right. Inner sight is right. These places are horrible. Let's start this program. Let's kick in a few million dollars and start it. Start lining up the people. Start small. Why not? Once you start doing it, other people may catch on and want to be a part of it. All right, let's see. What else we got? Inner sight. And tomorrow night, the funnies. So don't forget, we're going to have some fun tomorrow night. We got the disabled friendly philosopher. He's the character. Comes around and philosophizes and on all these things going on, you know. I heard a thing on the news today. They gave this vaccine to some people and it made them ill. You know, headaches, fever, and fatigue. Well, I can't help but thinking that they left a lot of details out. I hope nobody died from that stuff. That would be horrible. And you never know. That would be information that they would want to keep from the public. But it would probably get out anyway. But I'm not a believer in all these vaccines. I'm more of a believer in the holistic type of healing and preventative. Now, that's another thing. Somebody said to me yesterday, her mom's in a nursing home. Oh, I'm so afraid that they're going to use the people in nursing homes as guinea pigs to test this stuff out. That would be a horror show. You know, because you already have people, many of whom are old and frail, and their immune systems down in the dirt, so to speak, because of the type of food you get in those places. And the lack of sunlight and all that. There's a lot of danger in nursing homes. We've talked about many of them on this show. You know, there's no security guards on the floor where the residents are. They usually only have them downstairs at the door, and that's it. They should have a security guard on every floor. Protect people. That's, you know, if you're going to have the nursing home, because the best thing is just get rid of it. Well, how are we going to help all these people? Set up a fund. Get the government to put half the money. All right. That would be a day to be alive, wouldn't it? To see that happen. To see these agencies empty those places one by one. You know, come on, Miss So-and-so, you're going home. I don't think not a day goes by in this country when somebody in a nursing home doesn't say, I want to get out of here. Every day, thousands of people, I'll bet you say those words. There's the proof right there that we don't need them. People supposedly, you hear it all the time, are living longer these days. All right? So why not let them live their lives in their own dwelling, their own place? Especially if you can work it out some way to get the help and the protection that people need. You know, the help brings with it protection. More so than in a nursing home. I believe a person is much safer in their own home than they are in a nursing home. Inner Sight reminds you around the world, the system that we have to live under is on the way out. You may not see it in your lifetime, but still, it's archaic and it needs to be redone and changed. So that's what we're about. We may never have the means to do it ourselves, but one thing we can do is to keep letting people know that millions of us cannot get the help we need the way the system is. Woman called me up yesterday, said, oh, I'm worried her landlady's in a nursing home. And she's afraid that if she stays in there, they're going to take away the house. She's living in the landlady's house paying rent. And she said to me, I'm so afraid for my housing. See? Now, if the Inner Sight idea was in place, which says that the money for the housing should be put into a debit card for that person in the person's name. And, of course, at the same time, you got to start a lobby so they can't touch your disability check. Person has to be protected. But if that money for the housing was in the name of the person in a debit card, you know, they wouldn't have to worry about their housing because they would have the money for it. And look at all the money you'd save the government on that one alone. You know, if the agency raised the money and put up half, the government put up the other half. You would save tremendous amounts of money. I haven't done the math, but it's common sense. Spending a lot more now. Just on these office buildings alone and the salaries people get and everything else. they're spending too much money. All right, don't forget tomorrow night, the funnies. You like to laugh, you like to act stupid and all that. Well, just call in and we'll probably have a couple of guest stars from the past. We usually do. Oh, and tomorrow night, Jimmy Dinigan will be here. Oh, I can't wait. Dinigan with his annoying voice and his persistent jingle. I think some of you know it by now. So tune in tomorrow night for Inner Sight Funnies and Dinigan. And hopefully we'll have the phones back by then. I want to thank all our listeners. Once again, I want to wish the little girl with the heart operation well, Lauren. And everybody who believes in Inner Sight, we thank you for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. And change the system. Give us our freedom. That's all we ask. If you're going to put up money to help the disabled, make sure that that money is used in the right way. Give us the right to live our own lives. Inner Sight reminds the world. All right. Thank you so much. And hopefully tomorrow night we'll be back with our regular phones so you could call in on the funnies. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.